Hey everybody, Peter Zine here, coming to you from the Chicago Riverwalk. I figured I owed you an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Really, this is a weather thing. So normally what happens when it turns from summer into fall into winter is you get a six-week period kind of mud season where everything gets all gooey. Well, it looks like that's not really happening this year. It's been much colder, and as a result, operations can continue. But if there's going to be a limiting factor in the war, it's probably going to be equipment. Most of the Western countries have already provided the Ukrainians with all of the spare gear that they have. And anything they provide at this point, they have to dig into their stocks of what is actually operational equipment. And that's a very different decision-making process. So we're probably not going to see the sort of big counteroffenses that we've seen, the attempts this year and the big operations we saw last year. Instead, this is likely to turn into a war of logistics. Now, the Russians have never been very good at that. And the Ukrainians have proven that they're able to take basically garage project missiles and take out Russian flagships. So expect the Ukrainians to be going after rail nodes, especially in the areas of Crimea and southwestern Russia. There was this massive storm in the Black Sea last month that did a lot of damage in those areas that the Russians are still cleaning up, which makes it kind of a perfect time for the Ukrainians to snarl things as much as possible. And if you consider how poorly the Russian soldiers have fought and how badly they've been equipped, to all of a sudden lose access to resupply is something that can really hit them where it hurts. The Russians have made it very clear what the sort of targets they go after. Their guidance isn't nearly as good as what the weapon systems are that the West has provided to the Russians. So they go after static emplacements, specifically power nodes and rail junctions. So you should expect large-scale brown and blackouts to be carpeting Ukraine over and over and over again. Which brings me to you. In the month of November, we had a matching program for donations to MedShare, which is a charity that provides medical assistance to communities who are under threat in some way. Specifically, we were giving to the Ukraine Fund. And a number of people wrote in to help us with our matching, and ultimately we matched the first $100,000 of donations. Well, including that $100,000, donations from all of you hit us up to $500,000, which just blows my mind. So MedShare had been given millions, $25 million in surgical kits, and they now have the cash that's necessary to get these into the hands of doctors and provide training to save God knows how many lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, do have one other announcement. There was a book fair in New York recently, and it came to my attention that Cindy Crawford, of all people, has read my book. So let's play that tape. Cindy Crawford knows my name. So two things. Number one, call me. And the second, if you like books, if you like my book, Cindy Crawford likes my book. There's this bad boy. About 10 years ago, Accidental Superpower, my first book, was published. And we have been working in the last few months on an updated version that kind of fills the gap in those 10 years and gives you an idea of where I was right, where I was wrong, and why. And what is next? And it publishes and it is available for you the day after Christmas. So, you know, everyone buy 14 copies, that would be great. But mostly, I want to make sure Ms. Crawford gets one.